Okay, looking back on the season, I thought this football team did some very good things. You know, winning the division, 13-3, win a playoff game. Unfortunately, we didn't reach the ultimate goal. But I'm still proud of how this team went about their business this year and the things that they were able to accomplish. The fortitude that they had going throughout the course of the season, and really about the chemistry that they had in the locker room. And so it's disappointing to lose, but we're going to try to figure out every possible way how we can improve so that we move forward next year. So, questions.
Did you know you had a special defense going into the season, or did that evolve more than you thought?
I think I knew we had a nucleus of defensive guys that had played pretty well in the past. And you never really know how the season's going to unfold. I mean, you obviously have high expectations going into the season, but, I've had teams that I thought were going to be really good, and they didn't play good together. But, this team is a pretty special group of defensive guys that have played together for quite a while now. And so, there's some things we got to get better at. I have to do a better job in some areas as far as, maybe sticking to some things too much, because we're successful. So we're going to, one of the things plan to do is go through, first of all, we're going to self-scout, see the things we're good at and plays that hurt us. And then we're going to look at, how we can try to take this thing to another level.
To go from 2014 to number one now, I mean, you mentioned the self-scouting. Are there any specific areas that take it even further after already achieving number one status?
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is. I don't want to get too specific with it, but there's some things that I really want to look at in this off season. Some other teams I want to study that have done a good job. I want to go back and evaluate a lot of our rush situations to see if we can improve in some of those areas. Go back and see why we were good on third downs, and then kind of see where our job as coaches is to always try, number one, put the players in the best position and possibly can to win. And number two, to try to continually get better, figure out new ways to do things. And I think that's how you come up with new concept, new ideas, new ways to attack offenses.
What are your plans regarding offensive coordinator now with Pat going to the Giants?
I'm in the process now of working through that.
Certain time you'd like to have a name by?
Yeah, as soon as possible, but I'm going to take my time and make sure that we get the right thing.
What are the chances of going in-house with a guy like Stefanski? Is he a candidate?
Well, I think we have a lot of good offensive coaches, but we're going to work through the process and see where it all goes.
Mike, philosophically, would you like to keep somebody, do you tend to lean that way, keep somebody in-house because of some of the success that the offense had, or do you embrace new ideas from the outside?
Well, I always embrace new ideas, but to me it's number one, with this coaching staff, and I think they did an incredible job, not just the offense, the defense, special teams, a whole bit, but they had a great chemistry. And so to me that's going to be very important, is what kind of chemistry that we have with the other coaches, the communication between with all the other coaches, and then the next thing is to try to get the best guy.
How unique of a situation does this now present, having gone as far to get to the NFC Championship and still all these question marks at quarterback?
I guess it's unique, but it's part of the process in the NFL. You just you work through it and you go about your business. And I remember my first year here. When I got here, we had like three names that were potential starters on the defensive board. That's why you have the draft and free agency and all those things. So we'll work through all that process. And, I'm really not prepared to comment on it after we got back at 3 a.m. yesterday. So we're just going to work through it, and just like we always do, and go from there.
Has Case Keenum earned the right to be the starting quarterback next year if you can re-sign him?
I think I just said that we're going to work through the process. Did I just say that? Well, I'm going to work through the process just like I always do. We're going to evaluate all the players. We're going to evaluate everybody, and we're going to go like our business like we always do.
There seems to be some question with Teddy's contract about whether it can toll or not toll. Do you have some clarity on that?
I do not. I don't have any idea. I would be guessing if I said what I think it is, but I honestly don't know. You'd have to ask Rick that.
Like with Teddy this year,
well, obviously we would have liked to see him more on the field, but, you know, quite honestly, for him to get on the field is an unbelievable achievement. You know, when this injury happened, I mean, I can kind of go through it. There was, you know, we researched this injury. There was 24 of these similar types of injuries through all sports. Half of them never came back. And I think the earliest one anybody ever came back was 24 months. And, so for him to even get to that point to where he was and been able to come out and practice and compete and get in a game was a true credit to him. So, but, yeah, I mean, would I like to see him more on the field? Yeah.
Just the fact that most of these injuries took so long to get back, and that's kind of the baseline you're working with, is you kind of have to then, I guess, take a longer view of him when he's getting back to full health, knowing that this is a...
Well, I think he's doing good now. I mean, he's at the point where he can play. You just have to work through the figuring out, you know, where's he at in that? Because we didn't get to see him through games.
How about with Sam? Do you have any sense that he is past the knee issues, or do you think that's...
I talked to him yesterday. I think he is. And we had some, you know, conversations between me and him, but, you know, he feels like he is, so we'll just have to see how he continues to improve.
You talked on Sunday a little bit about the Eagles attack, some of your strengths. I guess if you go through the self-scout on the defense, is some of the things that they did kind of inform where you need to improve?
Well, yeah, I mean, not only them, but anybody that, that had success against us in the past. I think one of the things I meant was, you know, we've been great on third downs, and they got after us on third down, so we need to figure out, okay, well, why were they, and how can we do this? And, you know, and sometimes, you know, that's why I said I could have made some better calls. You know, sometimes when you're sticking with things and it's been successful for you, you know, you continue to do it, and maybe I did it a little bit too long. So, that's all part of the process of self-scout and evaluation and things as you go forward.
Mike, do you know the rest of your coaching staff beyond Pat? Is that going to stay intact? Or?
I believe so, yeah. I think everybody would be here. I mean, I don't believe so, no.
What will the offseason be like for you, Mike, going forward? Do you have anything involved now in starting the draft?
Well, we're a little bit late in the process now, a little bit. But the first thing is, make sure all the coaches and everything's done. We'll try to, you know, renew a lot of them. And so that's the first thing. And then we're going to get, you know, the Senior Bowl's going on. So we'll start working on free agents. We'll start working on the draft, and the self-scout. So, I'm trying to outline everything from now to OTAs, to winter conditioning when they come back.
Talk about Pat Shurmur and your thoughts on him taking the Giants job.
Pat did a great job. I'm happy that happy for him and his family. It's another great opportunity. I think he's going to get an opportunity to work with Dave Gettleman, who's a really good football guy. And we thanked him yesterday for the success that he's helped us with, and we hope he's successful in the future, except when they play the Vikings.
Starting combinations, it was just about equal to 2016.
Yeah, I felt like our personnel department did a really good job in getting guys in here. I thought Tony Sperano did a really good job. You know, we started out the season with basically five different starters on the offensive line. Those guys played together. They were good athletes. You know, the guys we brought in had the right demeanor and attitude. I was able to talk to a couple of them yesterday when they left, and, you know, they really liked how things went. Obviously not the injuries, but the way they went. But, you know, we move guys around a lot in that spot because you can only dress seven on game day. So, you know, it's important to be able to have some flexibility there.
With the offensive line, I've talked about time together is needed to perform well. Why do you think that they were able to do what they were despite so many new pieces, even to start the season and then throughout?
I think we had better players. Sometimes it's simple as that. Well, one of the things that a lot of the players talked about yesterday was our, you know, we had a new strength coach this year, Mark Uyama, and they felt like this is the strongest they've been, the best strength coach they've had here, a guy that's done an unbelievable job. And so the players gave him an awful lot of credit. And, you know, I think that's part of it. Part of it's luck. You know, I mean, some of these injuries are unlucky. You know, the one that happened to Elfline the other night was an unlucky one. The one that happened to Easton was unlucky. But, you know, part of it's luck.
Does that require off-season surgery? Is that, do you know at this point what happened yesterday?
Pat Elfline? Yeah.
How about others? There are others that
are, yeah, there's lots of guys that have surgeries. Nothing major.
How's Dalvin progress? I mean, do you have any sort of sense of, like,
I was, I know this is layman's terms, but he said he's doing great. Not him, but, you know, Eric Sugarman, trainer, told me this morning he's doing great. He said the kid's doing really great.
How much different do you think the offense would have been had you had him for the entire season?
It's hard to speculate. You know, I think Dalvin is an unbelievable player. I think you saw that in the beginning games. Do we, you know, am I taking something away from the way Jarek and Latavius played, if I speculate on that, you know, so I don't know. I thought those two guys came in and did a really nice job. Dalvin is, at, you know, obviously a tremendous, tremendous football player. And do I think he'd make a difference? Yes.
Mike, what was
that? Yeah, an ankle.
What did
he do with that?
Hurt it. In a way that he
served? Probably. Because I just answered her question. What? I, honestly, not right now. I mean, have I thought about it? Yeah. I mean, but, you know, quite honestly, up until about 3 a.m. yesterday, or whatever time it was, the game got over the other night, my whole focus has been on the now, not so much the future. And, you know, Rick and I had talked about that earlier, and we said, let's just go through the season. Let's figure it out. After the season, we'll go through that process and go from there and see how that goes. But, you know, we're just going to work through it. And the other thing I want to say, too, is our fans this year were unbelievable. The way you know, I got some texts about how, like, through the playoff game and through the all the people doing the skull chants last week and all that stuff, those guys, our fans were unbelievable, the way they helped this football team out. You know, they talked about bringing the whole state together, state of Minnesota, all the Vikings fans throughout the world. That made me feel good that, you know, that we were able to bring a bunch of people and try to work for something, for a common goal. Unfortunately, we weren't able to finish it for them, but so that's one of the disappointments.
Do you plan to attend the Super Bowl or have any particular role that weekend here in Minneapolis?
Nope.
Winter Park, what's this facility meant to you?
How You know, I haven't been over there since the groundbreaking ceremony. I've been kind of, you know, one of those deals where I'm not going to go in there till I know I'm going to be there. You know, obviously we made this place do. We're overpopulated here. Apparently the new place is outstanding. One of the things I want to do is put up another one of those banners. You know, we put some up on the other side. So, you know, I come in here, I look at Bud Grant's picture up there, on the other end of this field house every day. So.
Time for two more. Like, what kind of a candidate?
I think he's good. I think, you know, Kevin's a very smart guy. You know, I need to sit down and talk to him. I need to sit down and talk to some other people and figure out what's the best thing for us moving forward. You know, this happens, you know, when you're successful, this happens every year. So I hope it continues to happen. I hope I have a coaching tree that's 200 people long, you know. So, you know, it's just the way life goes. When you're successful, people want your coaches and, you know, I think that's great. That means you're doing something right.
Offensively, what, just in general, what are some of the things that you want to see improvement with?
What did I do? I think it's kind of hard to put in, you know, layman's terms, but I want to continue to do a lot of things that we've done. You know, I don't want to take, and I don't ever want to take a square peg and put it in a round hole. So I want to try to do what's best with the players. You know, I think there's some things that we can continually build on from what we've done. And then moving forward, I think there's, just like we're talking about defensively, I think there's some things that we can continue to create to put some more pressure on the defense. So I know that is a long-winded answer for not really saying much, but I have some thoughts. Okay, thank you.